This actually was technically written 3 days before I was in a near fatal car accident, which is really spooky because this isn't about me. It's called Fantastic Car Crash. And our life is one big road trip now, and we set the cruise control and make our way down the expressway. And most of the time we're just moving a straight line, and the scenery blurs. There is nothing to see. But I know what's inside you, and I know what you're made of. There's no such thing as a calm with you. You are a fantastic car crash, you know? You stop traffic in both directions as the vapors gawk and the delay grows as they slow down and stare. Everything shatters within you, you know? It's a spectacular explosion. I try to duck and cover as metal flies through the air. And every time you leave the scene of the accident, I am picking up the shards of glass from the window. You know, the glass breaks into such tiny little pieces that they look like ice. It takes so long to pick up the pieces. Even though I'm careful, I'm still picking up the pieces, and I'm still on my knees. And the glass cuts into my hand, and the blood drips down to the street. Think of it as my contribution to this fantastic car crash that is you, that is me, that is us. As I pull the glass from my hand and wave my hand to the line of traffic. Go ahead. Keep driving. This happens all the time. There's nothing to see here.
She was like in another state and she rushed into town just to be here. Let's hear a real loud for Janet. The trooper she is, she's not from LA, from other states, from wherever she is.
Maryland.
And it was like 80 degrees
like
down here.
Hours ago.
She came here without a coat, not knowing that this is Chicago 2004. Where I don't think it got above 93 times.